This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 19. As long as it is day. Our reading comes from John chapter 9. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. As we draw closer to the celebration of Jesus' birth, it's important to remember why Jesus came. Several times in the book of John, Jesus talks about doing the will of God who sent him. In today's passage, Jesus tells his disciples, "We must do the works of him who sent me." Though he doesn't say here what those works are, Jesus shows through his actions who he is and why he came. Jesus gives sight to a man who was born blind. When we read further in John 9, we find that this healing caused quite a stir among the crowds, the Pharisees, and even the man's parents. People born blind don't get their sight back, at least not until Jesus comes along. As he sets the stage for this healing, Jesus declares, "As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me." In this episode, Jesus is making a bold claim and showing that he is God's chosen servant. As Isaiah 42 verse 7 proclaimed, God's servant would open eyes that are blind. God's will for Jesus was to usher in the renewing kingdom of God. God's kingdom brings healing and includes all whom he calls to believe in him, from all backgrounds. The healing and inclusion of all kinds of people provide the joyful evidence that Jesus truly is God with us. Pray with me. God, overcome our blindness to the nature of your kingdom. Help us see that Jesus is your chosen servant, through whom you are ushering in your kingdom. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.